My father was a, would be considered now a radical, because, and I never knew what his interest was until later in life. He is, at 14 years of age, was, he and his family were run out of Wilmington, North Carolina, during the Wilmington riot.
In 1996.
That affected him. Of course, it affected his father, too. His father was a very prominent undertaker. And when he was run out of Wilmington, in the Wilmington riot of 1898, he never got over it. I mean, his father never got over it, and I'm sure he didn't either, but he became very race conscious.
Mm-hmm.
He was representative of the NAACP in Greensboro.
Right.
And I say that to say that I met as a boy, a little child, I met all of the NAACP representatives, Walter White and, William Pickens and James Welland Johnson and all those people, because to belong to the NAACP was almost a sure loss of the job. With him being a professional, he didn't have any job to do, so he didn't worry about it.
Then, right.